This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Back in 1992, the film Strictly Ballroom was a big hit for first-time director Baz Luhrmann. It received a 15-minute standing ovation when it premiered at the Cannes Film Festival and went on to win 8 AFI Awards, 3 BAFTAs and scored a Golden Globe nomination for Best Picture. Well, now Baz Luhrmann has made it into a musical. Thomas Lacey is performing the main role of Scott Hastings. Now, your teenagers may know Thomas as the star of the ABC teen series Dance Academy. Hi, Thomas. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, is this the biggest gig you've had so far? This is a pretty impressive part for you, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. It is, of course, it's the biggest one with someone like Baz Luhrmann and Catherine Martin attached to it. It's huge. A brand new musical in Sydney. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, and so were you already an experienced ballroom dancer? I mean, I know you've done a lot of dancing, but is ballroom itself something new you've had to learn, or were you already really across it?
Yeah, so I've been dancing theatrically since I was 2, doing all most facets of the dance. And then at about the age of 10 or 11, I started doing ballroom dancing. So I did Latin, New Vogue and Standard. And yeah, I competed for about 6 years. So I've had a bit of training before our first audition for the show, yeah.
So you can probably relate to, I guess, a lot of the scenes in it where they're competing, in competitions. And look, in the movie, there's a little bit of a snaky side to it. Does that really go on?
Of course, there's some similarities to what it's like in the show and what it is in real life. But I guess, I wasn't even born when the movie came out. I can't really fathom what actually happened back then.
But, you're making me feel so old. I was in year 12 at school when this movie came out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not talking to you anymore. That's the end of the interview. Scott Mercurio, right, in that movie, he made that role of Scott Hastings his own. Now, obviously, as you said, you weren't even born yet, but were you daunted by following in his footsteps?
Yeah, I remember watching the movie as a family because my sister dances as well. We used to watch Strictly Ballroom all the time. I can't remember when I first watched it, but yeah, it was one of those big dance movies that I always used to watch. And as a kid, as I never really did ballroom when I was younger, I was kind of like, oh, that'd be quite fun to do, especially at the time of So You Think You Can Dance when it came around. Mm. So he definitely made it his own. And
have you had a chance to meet with Paul Mercurio?
I haven't met Paul yet. I've met his daughter at a music theatre course that I did. But I did Dance Academy with Tara Maurice, who played Fran in the movie.
Uh-huh, fantastic.
So I know her quite well. We've got an awesome relationship together. And
so you've had a bit of a Strictly Ballroom connection for a while then.
Yeah.
And what have you most enjoyed about playing that part of Scott Hastings?
I think the freedom just to be able to basically what is said, like do my own steps, being out like with choreographed by Cha-Cha, John O'Connell. I have had quite a lot of freedom to be able to bring my own steps and my own thoughts, especially with the acting side of things, to the table. So yeah, I think taking a leaf out of Scott Hastings' book, I guess, and bringing it into my own has been quite cool.
Mm. And what's it been like to work under the direction of Baz Luhrmann? I imagine that anything could happen.
the rehearsal room was pretty full on, but I'd never call it work. I was going to. It was fun. I'm sure everybody else in the cast would say the exact same thing. It was a different experience from word go from my very first audition. It was a very different experience with him. But he brings the best out of everybody and makes everybody feel so comfortable around him. Whereas you think a lot of Hollywood directors and things like that, people can get quite nervous and scared around those sort of people. But yeah, no, everybody who I've talked to in the cast has said everybody felt so comfortable with him. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I had a little taste of working with Baz when I was an extra on the Strictly Sydney event, where a lot of dancers gathered at the Opera House. At that event, Scott and Fran were actually at the very top on the Opera House sales. Now, yeah. Was that actually you?
It was indeed, yeah. It was a bit of an early morning for us. We had been up a couple of days before to try everything out because we had to make a few adjustments to our costumes because we were wearing harnesses.
Well, I wanted to ask that. It's so high up there. So yeah. I'm glad to hear you had a harness.
Yeah, no, we definitely had harnesses on, and then I had to put my big bolero jacket over the top of it. It's quite a climb to get up there.
How did you get up there?
All the way through, like the inside of the shell of the Opera House is all different tunnels and ladders and things you have to climb, and then finally you open a little hatch at the top and finally you're there, and then you can get out there. Where we were is actually the part where the cleaners are, because not many people are allowed to go up there. It's a big process to be able to do what we did, so we were very lucky to be able to do that and have the time to stay up there.
Thomas, do you have a fear of heights at all?
I do. As a kid, I was always very scared of heights. I was lucky enough to perform in the Commonwealth Games when it was here in Melbourne. And I was actually harnessed on, and we were on one of the flying, there was a flying ladder and a flying thong. I was on the flying thong. So I kind of conquered my fears then, doing all the stuff. We had to go head first and also doing backflips down from the top of the MCG all the way down to the ground. So yeah, I can pretty confidently say I conquered that fear.
That sounds terrible. It would be my worst nightmare, but good on you for doing it. All right, so what can we expect to see in this show? I imagine that Lovers in the Air would get a run. Is that right?
Oh, of course, gets a run. Yeah, a lot of people come out of the theatre saying that was one of their favourite scenes because it is so iconic. With the Coca-Cola sign, we make the most of that, I feel. The Coca-Cola sign is actually quite breathtaking. So when people see that for the first time, it's pretty cool. But yeah, lots of glitz, lots of glamour. The theatre is something else. And then, of course, all the dancing, the singing, the acting, everything that Baz and CM have created is world-class, I guess.
Okay. Now, look, it's really a story of the heart, isn't it? Why do you think this story has been such a hit?
I feel, especially in Australia, we kind of root for the underdogs, I feel, a lot. Especially for Fran, being the ugly duckling who kind of blossoms into this beautiful, beautiful lady. People really like that. And again, like Scott's story about how there's not only one way to cha-cha-cha, and he doesn't believe in what the Federation stands for and kind of going against that. I think people can aspire to that and they really grasp it and love it.
We do like a bit of a rebel, don't we, in Australia? So he's got
Of course. Yeah. I don't know if I could call Scott a rebel, but he kind of has a bit of a rebel background,
In a very mild-mannered kind of a way,
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
He's such a nice boy at heart, though. So, yeah.
Well, that's right. He is. He's a dear. Well, thanks so much for the chat today, Thomas. It's been great to catch up with you. Congratulations on scoring the part of Scott.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah.
I'm sure you're having a lot of fun with it.
Too much fun at times.
No worries. Yeah. Well, that's Thomas Lacey. He plays the part of Scott Hastings in Strictly Ballroom, the musical. It's showing now at the Lyric Theatre in Sydney.